And we'll be starting at verse 12. I'll be reading from the International Children's Bible. Jesus is the light of the world. Later, Jesus talked to the people again. World, the person who follows me will never live in darkness. He will have the light that gives life. But the Pharisee said to Jesus, "When you talk about yourself, you're the only one to say these things are true. We cannot accept these things you say." Jesus answered, "Yes, I am saying these things about myself, but they are true. I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going. You don't know where I came from or where I'm going. I don't judge anyone. But if I judge, I judge truthfully. When I judge, I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Sue Jackson, and it is a privilege and an honour to speak on this passage this morning. Now, I'm going to do a little check. You might know what we've been thinking about, but over the summer series, we've been thinking about the I am sayings. We started off with Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The next week, we thought about, "I am the gate." Jesus saying, "I am the gate." Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." Last week, we were thinking about Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life." And this morning, we're thinking about Jesus saying, "I am the light of the world." And when I was preparing for this, I was really thinking about, I hope the children will be coming back in. Oh, sorry. I hope the children will be coming back in because I need their help. I was thinking about darkness and light. And as Anke prayed this morning, of the darkness, it made me think of like this black card. You can probably see some holes in it. But when we know Jesus, you see the effect that that has on the dark. And if the children do want to come in, they can come and decorate one of these there. So before we go any further, let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day and your word for us. Lord, I pray that it is your voice that is heard above mine, and your Holy Spirit opens the eyes of your heart, our hearts, to hear what you want to say to each one of us. This is personal. You want to talk to each one of us here today. And I pray this for your glory and in Jesus' name. Amen. So you heard my name, but you didn't hear what I say I am. I've got some slides up here, so yeah. What would you say this person says I am? Yes? Perhaps under 21s? Next one? Yes? Obvious? Next one? Yes? Next one? Doctor, yes. Next one? Farmer, yes. Next one? Fireman, yeah. Next one? Anyone? was that? Old. Anyone? No, I'm not checking up on you. Actually, I haven't checked the official title, but Mark is an ordinand. And before I started working for the church, I had no idea what an ordinand would be, what he would say I am, but I probably don't know the official title, but you're training to be a vicar. Mark is training to be a vicar. That's what he would say I am. Next slide. Right, I don't know what everyone does in this picture, but I'm thinking about the lady right on your left. On your... Okay, I don't drive, don't worry. Midwife, that's right. And also, Becky is in Kampala right now as well, so she is sort of heads up our Caris ministry mission there. And yes, next. Ah. That's me. That's Sue. Yes, but what am I? What would I say I am? Mother. Thanks, Kathy. Yeah, great. I am a mother. I'm also a mother-in-law. I'm also thank you, Jake. I am the children's worker here at Holy Trinity, and also I am a community outreach worker with the Riverbank Trust. Have we got any more? Yes. What would that be? Lollipop man? Stop. Yes. Guides us when the traffic is, guides us and stops the traffic for us. Is there any more? Yes. Yeah, builder, bricklayer. I always wanted to do that. Is that the last one? It is the last one. Brilliant. So, yes, if you want to do this, we were thinking about how the light, when it shines through this black card, what can you see there? Jesus' cross. Now, if you want to, you can decorate these. So, Will, could you do that? In our passage today, this statement from Jesus, "I am the light of the world," occurs, just to put it in context, on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. That's like a harvest celebration, which we're going to be doing in September. And at dusk, can you turn on the switches, Will? At dusk, they lit four great golden candelabras to symbolise the pillar of fire that represents God's presence, protection and guidance for his people through the desert in Exodus to take them to the promised land. When he said, "I am the light of the world," it would have been directly tied in to this celebration. Jesus is that is leading and guiding them, and of course that applies to us today. Now, we are going to have a look at how this light can affect us today and how we can respond. And I need my willing volunteer, Will, to help me demonstrate this. Now, I'm going to blindfold Will, so there will be no light coming through. I'm just going to turn him around a bit so he's a little bit disorientated. Is it dark?
Yes.
Yes, it is dark. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Will off around the church, and I want you to walk around the church. But just to make it really interesting, I'd love you to shout out some distractions. just some distractions, something like mind the cliff, something like that. I'm going to send him off. So if you could just shout out something distracting, something to take him off. Guys, do you really think I would let my son go off and walk around without light?
Yes.
Without a guide, without help, without support? Of course I wouldn't. He's my son. I love him. Okay, we're going to do this a different way now. Will, I'm going to give you someone to help you. Mark, I would like you to lead and guide Will to walk around the church. But this time, church, we're going to encourage him. We're going to say, well done. If he stumbles a bit, we're going to say, you're doing great. Come on, let's go. Okay, let's do this. Walk around. Encouraging words, church. Come on, let's go do encouraging words. Yeah. Thanks, Will. You can sit down now. How much better was that, having a guide, having someone to help him? And of course, that is what Jesus is saying. Right at the very beginning, when Moses heard God say, I am who I am, Jesus was proclaiming the same thing. He was saying, I am God. And I am your help, your comfort, your guide, your leader. It reminded me of a testimony, and I love it when we share testimonies of what God is doing in our lives, because that's like Will got encouragement when he was walking around. It's an encouragement for each other to hear of what God is doing in our lives. And a few years ago, I was at New Wine, and I met a woman in a shower queue, and some of you know what I'm like before I've had my shower in the morning at New Wine. And I really didn't want to talk to anybody. But this woman smiled at me and she started telling me that God had spoken so profoundly and specifically about where she should move to. And she needed to move to a place where the house was met her husband's needs. He was quite disabled, and so she needed to move to a house. And her prayer group had got together and said, let's pray about this. And the quote about a pillar of fire was mentioned by two or three people, and they said that the place for you will have a pillar of fire. And she thought, well, that's quite strange, because I wouldn't probably want to move to somewhere where there was fire. To cut a really long story short, and after a long, long search, she'd given up finding a place and actually forgotten about this. On her way home, she suddenly saw what looked like a blaze of light in one place. There were clouds surrounding a blaze of light in one place. And she thought, I wonder what that was. It was a house that was for sale that they totally missed was available, and they moved there. God speaks specifically today for each one of us. So what is our response? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But then he quickly says that you will have the light that gives life. Some of you may be surprised to hear that I'm actually half Finnish. Not very obvious, I know. And during the summer months in Finland, in the north particularly, it's daylight all day. And as we can see here, literally the sun just skims the horizon and then comes up again. It's quite the strangest thing. But in some way, people's lives are transformed just by the fact that they can spend all day, all night out. They stay up until midnight, 2 o'clock. You don't know what time it is. Very sociable. Now, during the winter, the opposite is true. It feels like it's dark all day. On paper, it's about 3.5 hours of daylight, but actually, in reality, it just feels like it's dark all day. They long for the snow to come so that it lifts the darkness. And those of you that know me, also, I struggle when it starts to get dark. I'm already counting a minute at either end of the day. I'm saying it's getting darker. When we get to the 21st of December, we've had the shortest day. And I think it's spring then. People think, yeah, see, okay. But to me, it's spring. And I think because it's Christmas thereafter, I think we have that new hope of Jesus coming. It reminds us. I think there are times when the darkness is overwhelming for many people, when daylight is limited. I also think exposing light can be quite overwhelming for many people. They don't go out, they become isolated, and actually turn to quick fix comforts. And honestly, I can hibernate too. Not because of the light or lack of it, but I would rather avoid having that conversation or acknowledging my need to say sorry to someone or to God. My response can be to hide that light. You know, I'm so humbled by our children who tell me stories, testimonies of talking about Jesus at school, with their friends, at Holy Trinity, every Monday for the assemblies. What they do is they light a candle to remind them that Jesus is the light of the world, that he is with them. Have you been waiting for that exam result and it hasn't been quite what you were wanting? Does that make you feel like you're in darkness a bit? Today, as we've heard, the Caris team are talking the light that gives light to the families and workers into a place where darkness there can be overwhelming. So what do we do? Or if we know somebody who is in that place of darkness, we've already had some prayer for that. And as we saw with Will as he was wandering around, we are a community of believers. We're all together. And we have people that would love to pray with you. Do you meet to pray with somebody for encouragement, but also to shine the light of Jesus into their lives? Can we pray for you? Can we pray for you at the end of the service? Is there an area in your lives where you need Jesus to guide you more clearly? When I was preparing this, I was drawn to Job, and just in the most terrible sufferings that I can't even imagine. But in it he says, I'm sitting here in darkness, but the light has not gone out. Jesus' light does not go out. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. This is our Saviour who died for us, for you, for me. We are his light in the darkness. And when we share our story with others, as that example of new wine, we are reflecting that light of Jesus into others. I'm so thankful that God sends help, because I can't do it on my own. God sends his Holy Spirit for each one of us. And he gives us each other as well as encouragement. Jesus says in verse 16 in this passage, I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. He is with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us, the light of the world. Let's pray.